Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we still got a few shopping days left before Christmas, and for those of you that have a shooter or a hunter out there that likes to record his stuff or wants to look at his stuff or try his stuff, I have a sponsor that can help you with that. Joining me once again from Bedford Camera and Video is Luke Braswell and Austin Pittman. Hello, guys.
Hello. Hello. Hey, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I am good to go. And right now, you guys have the Sony. Now, do you still have the Canon R5s in stock, or are they gone now?
No, we do have some. We've sold through them, and then we've gotten another shipment in. So we do have a few R5s. We have a few R6s all in stock.
And you also have the Sony A7S III.
We will have. They are in transit. We've got tracking on them. So if you want one of those, we do have a few of those that will be hitting our stores within the next few days.
Now, the significance of this is if you want to buy an R5, if you're a camera file like me and you wanted an R5, or if you wanted the Sony A7S III, well, this is the only place you can get it by being a listener of this show and going to Bedford Camera with the promo code Lock and Load, because they'll give you 5% off, which is nobody does that. Nobody ever has a breaking camera right now, and you have the two hottest cameras out there, don't you?
We do. Yeah, and there's some hot ones from Nikon that are starting to trickle in as well. I mean, all three, this is a really interesting time in our, in the camera industry, because generally you'll have Nikon will come out with their Nikon D850, which they did several years ago, and it was just a home run camera. Everybody wanted them. They were hard to get. That was the camera. And then Canon comes out with something, and then Sony, you know, a couple of years later comes out with the A7 Mark III, and that one's just a home run. And right now, all three of the major manufacturers have cameras that are groundbreaking cameras.
Yeah.
And I remember that ever happening at the same time before.
I heard a rumor that when the Sony A9 III comes out, it's going to have 8K video and no overheating issues. You guys hear that today?
I have heard that as well. Yep. I read that same thing. I think Luke just texted me. I think he may have dropped out on it, so we may want to try to get him back on. But yes, that is the rumor.
Can you get him back for us, Jason? Okay. Yeah. Get him back if you could, please. That seems to be a thing. We're going to have to do something. We're going to have to do something about Luke. We're going to have to get him some sort of a more hardened communications process.
He might need to. Apparently, it's his phone.
Yeah. So tonight, what I want to do is I want to talk about there's the low budget, there's the medium budget, and there's the upper budget. And
right. In
cameras, the upper budget goes. I don't know where it would start. Where would you think the upper budget in camera price starts?
Probably, I would think like the $2,000 range would be the starting range of the high end, and probably the $1,000 price range would be kind of the mid range, and then like the $500 price range would be kind of the entry level for when we're talking about digital SLRs or mirrorless, you know, interchangeable lens cameras.
And one thing I want to point out, simply because this is just a factual reality, these higher end cameras. People shoot with these higher-end cameras to make things future-proof. But with the technology of where most everything goes today, which is online in some cases, and most people view a lot, most of the people that view my YouTube videos are watching on their phone.
Right.
So we got Luke.
Yes, I am. I'm back.
Hey, well, at least we got that out of the way, right? I mean, last time we were in the middle of something, so I'm glad that's out of the way. Anyway, so most people are watching what I do on the phone, so I don't know where the diminishing returns comes up. I know that for at some point I'm going to do something that I want to submit to Netflix.
Right.
And, you know, once again, most people watching Netflix, I think a lot of people watch Netflix on their phone, but Netflix has requirements, and this is where the upper end comes because it's not like it used to be, is it? I mean, you know, it's not like the... Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz were the only, you know, back in their day, they were the only ones that owned their own studio. Nowadays, if you're a decent storyteller and you know a little bit about lighting and you know how to storyboard and put some things together and you got some friends that would do it just for the, you know, just for the laughs, you can make a film, can't you, without too much money involved at all.
Absolutely.
You're correct.
And there's lots of different venues that you can get those out. It doesn't have to be something that goes that you plan on putting on Netflix. I mean, YouTube is a great outlet for that. But like you say, if, you know, the problem is if you get a film that really goes viral and that everybody wants, if you've shot it in a way that you don't have any limitations on where it can go, you're going to be a lot better off. You know, if you shoot it on a Canon Rebel T7 or on an iPhone, you know, which both have some merit as far as video, but if you shoot it on that, you're pretty limited. I mean, YouTube is probably going to be the highest you're ever going to be able to put that thing.
But that being said, you can upload to YouTube in 8K, can't you? You can upload and it can be viewed if you actually have a display that'll run it.
Correct. Now, and you know, a great little tip as far as, like, you don't have to have a lot of equipment. There's a movie that came out quite a few years ago that's called Napoleon Dynamite. That is a huge phenomenon as far as this movie goes. And it was shot on one camera on a tripod, and the camera never moved. They didn't have any crazy crews going around doing a bunch of, like, moves and equipment all over the place. They had one camera and a tripod. And that just goes to show how much you can do these days with just one good piece of gear.
What kind of camera?
You know, I'm not sure. You said what kind of camera did they use?
Well, I mean, the reason I'm asking that is because I know, like, I follow Philip Bloom, who's this longtime TV guy, and, I mean, he shoots on DSLRs for the most part, or mirrorless cameras now, and he does get a lot of cine cameras sent his way, but he's, you know, a big dog when it comes to reviewing things. That's not something that I do, but I know that he likes DSLRs. I don't, or the smaller form factor, I guess because it's smaller and it's more robust. And but anyway, we're coming up on the first break, so you guys hang on a minute for me if you would. The promo code is Lock and Load. Whatever you find at Bedfords.com, that's their website. That promo code works on whatever you find there, on your order, on your sale, on your buy, on whatever it is, whatever the price is, 5% off. Nobody does that. You can't get 5% off anywhere on a Sony A7S III anywhere that is for sale today. You can't get 5% off on a Canon R5 anywhere where it's on sale today, or the R6, or one of the Nikon Z cameras, or any of the big Cine camcorders, any of that stuff. You can only do it here, and you can only do it through them. Bedfords.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Luke Braswell and Austin Pittman from Bedford Camera and Video. Talking about tonight, we're trying to give you some gift guides as to what you can do and some other stuff. And we're going to give you some examples now for the budgets, okay? So we're going to go low budget, and this, let's say this is for the person that just wants to play it back on his computer, whichever kind of computer it is. And I guess we need to presume it might be, not be the cutting edge. Like, I bought an M1 chip MacBook Mini the other day, and let me tell you, that thing will edit anything.
Yep.
It will edit anything. But anyway, so where would we start? Are we looking at a camcorder? Are we looking, is there a point and shoot? Is there a, what are we looking at?
Yeah, so there's a couple of different things. If you're wanting primarily video and you're wanting to go budget, I would probably look at a camcorder, something like the Canon HFR 800. Which is a neat little, you know, little camera. It doesn't have like a microphone jack and a bunch of the different things that you can add to it. It's just pretty basic, but it's good quality. And it's going to be in the $250 price point. It doesn't do much with stills. It's mostly video, but you know, that would be kind of your entry level video type camera. As far as if you're wanting to do some stills as well, you could do like a point-and-shoot camera like you're talking about. You know, the point-and-shoot market has really evaporated a lot the last 4 or 5 years due to the cell phone.
Right.
You know, unless you get into the ones that have the great big zooms, there's just, you know, you're just, there's just not as many out there anymore because the cell phone, I mean, the iPhone does a really good job of pointing and shooting. So, and Luke, I don't know if you want to jump in on that, but that's kind of.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that you're going to be looking at right now is when it comes to a point-and-shoot aspect, if you're wanting a long zoom point-and-shoot, you're not having to worry about all of the interchangeable lenses and whatnot. Nikon has that great P1000, P970. Those cameras are kind of what we call a bridge camera that would basically kind of bridge the gap between that point and shoot to like a DSLR or mirrorless system. It's a great little setup that you could do for sure that would give you a both photos and video, but also give you something that you can't get out of your iPhone typically, which is a long, significant zoom.
Yeah, so that's kind of the very starter level. And then you jump up to, you know, like the entry level interchangeable lens type camera, which we've talked about before, you know, the Canon Rebel T7. It comes with a camera, comes with an 18 to 55 lens, a 75 to 300 lens, a case. It's kind of all bundled together in a package for about $550. I think on our website we're running a special where you get a dual pack of 64 gig cards with it. And that's going to be if somebody's really wanting to get into photography and wanting to get into some of the manual aspects of photography, wanting to learn about shutter speeds and apertures and white balance and ISO and all that stuff, you can go anywhere from total auto on that camera to total manual. It does the Wi-Fi feature where you can send pictures from your camera to your phone to upload to Facebook or to text to grandmother or whatever. And again, it's an entry level, but it gets you into that manual aspect and it gets you into that interchangeability of lenses.
Do they? Is the Sony A6000 still available? I've heard that that is going away.
It's in the middle of being replaced. That was a camera that was they've had in their lineup for a long time. There's a few of them still kind of floating around at some of the big box stores, but it's been replaced essentially by the A6100.
Yeah, that camera, that was the first mirrorless camera I ever got. I thought it was magical because it was so small. It had an interchangeable lens set up with it. It came with a kit lens. It was a power zoom.
16 to 50 power zoom.
Yep. And I mean, there was nothing I couldn't do with that except I couldn't mount a external microphone to it.
Correct.
That was the only thing. And I mean, I would imagine that would be fairly inexpensive. How much is the 6100?
The 6100 is going to be in the like with a two lens kit comparable to that Rebel, it's in like the $1,100 range.
Yeah.
I think single kits maybe nine, right at $1,000 or a little bit less.
DSLRs are going to be cheaper.
DSLRs are primarily going to be cheaper. You get into that entry level mirrorless, which is like the A6100, the Nikon Z50, the Canon M50. You get into that right out of like the $1,000 price point.
That's the mid range, isn't it? So we need to stay at the
low range. That's kind of the mid range. Yeah.
The first camera I ever started shooting on was a Canon 60D.
Right.
So
and now it's the 90D. The 90D is the current one now.
And, Mike, I saw somewhere where the 80D is less than $700 with some places. What is that going for?
Well, that one, the reason why you're seeing it for cheaper is that it's discontinued.
Oh,
and
okay.
And so, you know, some of the big box places have some left over, and so they're trying to close them out. But the 90D has now officially replaced, and Canon's officially discontinued the 80D now.
And is that one under $1,000 now?
The 90D body, I believe, is right at $1,000 or maybe $900. But if you want to get it with a lens, you're going to spend a little bit more than that. Actually, it's a little bit over $1,000. I'm looking at it now. The body's about $1,150 for that camera body. So
when I started thinking about that camera, that was the camera I was hoping they would come out with because I really wanted to go. That would have taken me back to Canon.
Right.
And they were so slow to get out with it. And then I, you know, when they came out with the EOS R and it was such a cropped in thing in 4K and everything. And I mean, you know, you got to shoot in 4K nowadays simply because if you shoot in 4K, that means it looks like you can have multiple crops in various things and make it look like you got three cameras running it while you got one.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to go into the mid-range. The mid-range is where most people should probably want to live because the mid-range today is a technological marvel. And the mid-range, like the high-end and the low-end and all this other stuff, all of that is 5% off with promo code Lock and Load. I know there's some people out there that want to record your grandchildren or whatever it is. That's what I do. That's how I train to shoot gun videos, as I catch my grandchildren on the move. That's a hard thing. So, Lock and Load is the promo code Bedford. Bedfords.com is the website. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is naming former rival Pete Buttigieg as his nominee for Secretary of Transportation. After the announcement, Biden took a few questions, including when he would be receiving the coronavirus vaccine.
I don't want to get ahead of the line, but I want to make sure that we demonstrate to the American people that it is safe to take. They're working on that plan right now.
Biden was then asked about his son, Hunter.
I'm confident.
That exchange was not in the official pool report. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the economy continues to recover amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
The substantial reopening of the economy led to a rapid rebound in activity, and real GDP rose at an annual rate of 33% in the third quarter.
Powell says interest rates will remain the same. USA Radio News. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar believes a coronavirus vaccine from biotech company Moderna will be available soon.
If everything stays on track, I hope within days we'll see the FDA authorization of the Moderna vaccine. And if that's the case, we have allotted 5.9 million doses of vaccine of Moderna for next week on top of the 2 million that's been allotted from Pfizer.
Azar also telling people ahead of Christmas to be careful about indoor gatherings. Some California residents are taking action against Governor Gavin Newsom.
An organizer to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom attributes the effort's momentum not to any blue or red tide, but a citizen's tide based on the governor's hypocritical actions during the pandemic. Annie Dunsmore of Rescue California 2021 said Tuesday that the recall effort is a culmination of many missteps by Newsom. At this time, organizers say they have half of the 1.5 million signatures needed to put it on the ballot. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. So, we're talking with Austin and Luke from Bedford Camera and Video. Now we're going into the mid-range, and I would think this is where most people are going to live. Now, you can get some really serious, what we call this the prosumer segment.
Kind of the high-end amateur leading into the low-end prosumer type. You know, it's kind of a big category because you're going to start, you know, that entry category with the Rebel T7 and like the Nikon D3500, that $500 to $700 range, there's not a ton in there. I mean, there's a couple of little cameras. This mid-range, I mean, you go from like we talked about the A6100, the Sony A6100, or the Nikon Z50, kind of that range, that 850 to 1250, depending on what package you buy it with. And then I would almost kind of categorize like the Sony A6400, you know, and there's a couple of higher levels in that. So there's a lot in this mid-range. But I think you're right. I think this is kind of the sweet spot that most people are going to be in.
Now, so based upon what you're telling me, you can actually get into mirrorless in that as well. And what is the significance between a DSLR, which has a mirror, and a mirrorless camera. What is the advantage a mirrorless camera has over a DSLR?
Well, I mean, there's a few different advantages that you'll get with a mirrorless system, and one of it is the fact that the camera system itself is smaller. It's also going to be lighter in most senses as well, so just the overall size and weight will be less, which is a big plus. But the other thing that you get with it is the fact that you can shoot an exceptionally fast image as well. Because you don't have that mirror box having to move up and down out of the way of the shutter, you can actually get faster shutter speeds as well as more frames per second with a mirrorless system as well. But there's just a lot of little nuances about a mirrorless system that I love, and it's the fact that it is so small, but they are starting, camera manufacturers are putting so much effort into these tiny mirrorless cameras that they have become, you know, just as good, if not better, in my opinion, of DSLR systems as well. There are a few benefits, though, with, you know, the DSLR system as well, still, and that's usually once you get well above the entry-level, mid-range, it goes to the top pro, like the Canon 1DX or the, D5, D6 series from Nikon. I mean, once you get to those cameras, there are a few benefits, like the fact that it has a little bit better weather sealing and whatnot that you can put into it because it is so much larger than the mirrorless system.
Well, I mean, with the 1DX and the Nikon D system that you were referring, like at the Olympics, both of those companies set up professional booths to take care of the people that are running those cameras, don't they? I mean, they literally have hundreds of loaner bodies, because when you get into that rarefied air to where you're running one of those cameras, which the I think when the 1DX Mark II was still the latest one, that was considered the fastest shooting stills camera in the world, right?
Yes. So it would do, that camera would do, if I'm not mistaken, 16 frames a second, 14 or 16 frames a second with that camera, which was blazing, blazing fast, much faster than anything else.
Now, you know, there's the problem with I've always wanted to own one of those, a 1D. And I know we're supposed to be in the mid-range.
You know what?
We'll do this on the high end. We'll talk about the 1D on the high end.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the mid-range because we have about 4 minutes left in this segment. So in the mid-range, you're getting a whole bunch of features. Some of the camcorders for people that like that smaller form factor. Like, I have a Sony AX53.
Perfect.
Never given that camera up.
No, it's an incredible little camera.
That's probably our number one selling camcorder, especially, like, you know, in our hunting packages and in that aspect, because its image stabilization system is so good and its zoom is so good and it's still affordable, but it gives you the microphone jack and some of those features that those $250, $300 entry-level camcorders don't. So that AX53 up to, like, the AX100 type range is really a sweet spot for the camcorders.
Now, I can't talk enough about that one, simply because that one even shoots slow motion. It's not, what is it, like a 4 second burst of slow motion it'll shoot, but it's passable slow motion to me.
Correct. Especially for the price point.
What is it going for now? Eight bills?
Yeah. $800.
I don't really even know if that counts as being mid-range, does it? The thing I like about that is the audio on it is good enough without a mic. It has a Zeiss lens, which, you know, it's a Vario sonar, as they call it. It has real T-stops to it, which is important in video, because with F-stops, that's sort of an approximation. With T-stops, that's real. And
right.
It has a...
Right.
The zoom lens is a 20-time zoom, and it seems par focal to me at certain ranges, is it?
It actually does. It's not technically considered a par focal lens, but it's really close.
Yeah. Typically a par focal lens. If you bought a par focal lens, you could buy five of these cameras for one par focal lens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for those that may not necessarily know what par focal it is, it just means that as you're zooming from your widest to your most tight zoom, or vice versa, it stays in focus on where you have the focus set. So it's not actually changing the focus point as you're moving.
So can we say, just because it's easy to say, that in the mid-range, if you wanted to start at the Sony AX53-4 video, but if you need something more hybrid, which when you hear somebody talking about a hybrid camera, that means it shoots both stills and video. One of the A6000 series with 6100, 6600, 6400, any of those would be a good choice if you need hybrid stuff. And that really is the sweet spot in the mid-range, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think so. The Sony A6000 series cameras, like the 6400, are incredible cameras, and they are so powerful for such a small footprint. But there's other cameras out there like the Z50, the Z5, or even in the, talking about Fuji even is another brand that we carry, somewhere in the realm of like an XP4 or an SX10, something in there. Those are great little cameras that are still in that hybrid system, but also in that same price point.
Well, I don't have any. I've always wanted to try Fuji. I've never tried one of the little Canon mirrorless cameras. Maybe in 2021 we can do some reviews. I don't know if that's if something's not hot. I know with the hots, I can do the old stuff. Something's not hot is, I don't need to have the latest stuff. Promo code is lock and load, 5% off, discount on anything you want to buy at bedfords.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live. Excuse me. Spend the whole time during the break clearing my throat. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Austin and Luke from Bedford Camera and Video. And now we're going to where I like to hang out. And I'm barely on the... I don't know where I would consider myself to be because I'm actually on the lower end of the high end. But now we're going to talk about high-end cameras. Now, most of these cameras that we're going to talk about are going to be hybrids, unless we're talking about purely cinema cameras, right?
Right.
No, well, I was about to ask you. So, where would you think is it the hot? Is it the hotness right now that is the stuff right now?
Yeah, I mean, right now you've got incredible cameras coming out from every manufacturer. You have the Sony A7S III. Which is an incredible video-based camera that is still a mirrorless hybrid camera. We've talked about it before, but there's also things from like Canon, the R5, R6. Nikon has the Z6, Z7 II's that are all really incredible cameras.
And for the most part, the high-end cameras kind of where I at least kind of draw the line to go into this, you know, professional type camera is the size of the sensor. You know, when you start getting into these full frame cameras, so I would even consider like the A7 Mark III would kind of be the entry level of that highest end bracket. And that's a great camera if you don't want to spend the $3,000 or $4,000 to get into one of the really high end. I mean, that A7 Mark III has been a game changing camera for several years, and it's got the best price on it that I've ever seen it. It's $300 off right now. You can get it for like $1,700 before the discount code that you use. I mean, that one, you know, to get into that level at that price point is pretty amazing.
I have been running an A7 III. I ran two A7 IIIs for a very long time, but I've been running an A7 III since they came out. I'm waiting to see what the A7 IV looks like. It would have to be phenomenal for me to get a A7 IV. I'm more likely to get another A7S III than I am an A7IV just because the A7III is so good.
Right. And a lot of it depends if you're doing video or stills or both, you know.
Well, that's the thing with the A7III. It's a 24-megapixel camera, which you can blow that up pretty big if you want to make a print. You know how to edit it and get the most out of it. And at the same time, it shoots 120 frames per second slow motion. It shoots 24K, 24P 4K that is downsampled from a 6K sensor. It's pretty doggone good.
It is still one of the standards as a professional-level camera for any Sony shooter.
So, that one, I would have to agree, that is a perfect entry-level high-end camera. And what makes it so good is it is a jack-of-all-trades. It has good battery life.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the old A6000 series and the old A7IIIs and the A7II and the A7R3 and the A7S2 and 1, they had a battery that was so anemic that, I mean, you had to carry a pocket full of those everywhere you went.
You are absolutely correct. And when they came out with that Z100 battery, it did make the camera so much better just because you could get through an entire day off of two batteries.
I mean, I bought a battery grip to go with the A7S3. I found one pretty cheap. I had one of those tripods that broke that I bought at a local camera store, and I went there and they had one of those. What is it? Not the Velo one, but the... It wasn't the high-end Sony one. It was the cheaper one.
Right.
I got it, but, you know, I've taken it off just simply because the battery's so good, I don't need it.
And putting a battery grip on it, it almost kind of defeats the purpose. You know, like Luke was saying earlier, those small size is so much of the advantage.
So, anyway, that's a perfect pick. Now, from there on out, now you're getting into, once you get out of that camera and you start moving up the chain, now you're getting into some specialty tools, aren't you?
Absolutely, because like once you start getting up past that, you know, A7III system, you start having to kind of decide whether or not you're wanting to do mostly stills or mostly video, because all of these cameras will be able to do each of those beautifully, but they are designed more for a specific reason, such as the A7R4. It is primarily designed for a stills camera. It is designed to have a massive resolution for huge prints or just for the editing capability of it. You have cameras like the S3, which that's going to be primarily more of a video centered camera with its 12-megapixel full frame, so it's great in low light and has, 4K 120. I mean, things that are you don't get from, like, the A7 R4. So it's really designing or kind of deciding which way you want to go with, and then maybe have a secondary camera like an A7 III to really balance everything out.
Well, I mean, when you're saying 4K 120, that's 4K slow motion, true slow motion that you can slow down 5 times, I think it is, or 4 times. And, no, it's 5 times, isn't it?
It's five times.
So this is high-end slow motion, the kind of which you normally see, like if you're watching a football game on the NFL or something. And a camera that costs that used to do that a few years ago, how much was that kind of a camera a few years ago that would do 120?
Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands of dollars. And now you can get it. The body is $3,500, $3,600.
Yep.
It is a tank. I shot video on one today. It's not doing very well, but it's not the camera's fault.
Uh-huh.
Had more to do with me, I think. But anything else you want to mention? We got 3 minutes before I need to.
So, I mean, those are some great options if you're looking through, like, a Sony system. You know, once you get up above that, going to the higher end of the pro-level cameras, you'll start looking at cameras like the R5 and the R6 from Canon up to, like, the 1DX Mark III. Now, the 1DX Mark III is a DSLR system, so it's not a mirrorless camera, but it is still their flagship camera. But you can, start deciding which way you want to go with when it comes to the video or photos realm of things. For example, the R5 is such an incredible camera for stills. It has an in-body stabilization, so you're having an incredible image-stabilized camera, but you're also getting a huge resolution out of that camera as well. So, I mean, you have the ability to shoot incredible photos with it, but then on the A7 or the R6, it has a little bit lower resolution sensor, but with it being such a large sensor, a full-frame sensor, you have more of that video-centered type of use typically. But, you know, you can go up to the 1DX Mark III, which is a premier sports, wildlife, action type of camera because it performs so well in low light. It has an incredibly fast shutter rate, and it still provides a lot of video capability as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of different cameras out there that are absolutely incredible, and that's what I enjoy so much about right now is the fact that, you know, Austin was saying it a little earlier in the show where used to you would have Nikon would come out with something epic and then Canon would come out with something a year later or 6 months later and it would be this rotation. But right now, out of all of these camera manufacturers, each one has incredible lineups for basically anything you could ever imagine at this point.
Well, hang on. So, we're about to run out of time. So Lock and Load is the promo code. Bedfords.com. Go there right now. You'll save money that you won't save anywhere else. Guys, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for joining me this evening.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.